Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice, the morning show. It's a good day. It's almost Friday kind of a day.
Oh, it's a good day for a podcast, isn't it?
It is. We're going to do one right after the show today.
Yeah.
The Secret Show, new episode coming at you. Listen to us.
Coming at you
from Porn Central.
Coming
it's
at
not
you
for Quakers.
Radio.com yeah, is
radio.
What you mean.
That's what I meant.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Sorry.
You're excused.
Was that on? I got to get my light fixed on this.
Oh.
Can you see there's no light changing?
Well, I can
over
see
here?
That it's changing over here.
But my problem is.
I can't
is,
see your thing over there.
I thought I was off when I just burp farted, and then I wasn't.
Well, we should talk to the engineering department before they're gone and see if they can fix that. Alice would like to send you to Universal Studios Hollywood right now. Caller number 97-800-400-3697 instantly wins a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood to experience. What are they in, some kind of a concert hall?
They're in a cave. The dinosaur is in a cave.
If you'd like to win a 4-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood to experience Jurassic World, The Ride, be caller 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Oh, Uzi has to pick up the phones.
Yeah, I'll get it.
All right. So you get to talk to Uzette. And you'll be in the running for the grand prize trip for four, including airfare, hotel stay, 2-day park tickets. Jurassic World, The Ride coming at you. All right, time for the texts. I feel like we've already killed that horse. No sense beating it.
It's so weird right now. With the happy music in the background, I'm like frightened and happy at the same time.
Well, movies will do that to you, Vin. Okay, so how about those texts? 800-400-3697. Don't text and drive.
Do you hear that?
So this is going to happen again. All right.
It's like I can see the dinosaur eating my leg right off of my body. You hear that?
I hear it.
That's my thigh, bro.
That's too bad. That is horrifying.
Ow!
That thing's gnawing on you. Now he's taking a break to yell. All right.
Oh, come on.
I was just growling
at you. Gurgling my blood?
Yeah, hold still while I eat you. All right.
Quit playing with your food, for crying out loud.
Just eat me already. Okay, Bryn, I think it might be over. So
why they got to start at my feet? I'm up here.
Yeah. All the good stuff's in here.
Our tax number is 800-400-3697. We'll promote your stuff, too.
Sign right up at the Alice sales team.
Universal Studios is going, man, they're good.
Woo! Wow.
5 minutes.
Call now, 415-765-4000. Ask for Kitty.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Here's some of those texts.
Oh, all right.
You could.
Great.
Oh, my God. I love you guys, but please don't play T-Mobile commercials 3 times in a row. Did we do that?
Did we?
Maybe on the stream. The stream is different.
Oh, well, you know, the stream.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, we don't get paid for the stream. We don't care what happens on there. So, you know, we get paid for this job over the air's waves.
None of these YouTubers look like Uzette. They're making that kind of money. Uzi could break records with her Uzi's reviews.
Yeah, why is Uzi not making money on Uzi's reviews?
No, she's working on the phone.
Darn it!
Doesn't she have a billion views on that? She should review more bathing suits. That's what it is. She doesn't get it.
Oh, she gets it.
Well,
we were looking at pictures of the
she's
wedding.
She's not willing to do it.
And there's a group shot, and it's like this shot. It's actually of the, not the audience. What do you call the people at a wedding?
The congregation?
Okay. Well, there's in the congregation we're looking, and just there's Uzette's 7 inches of cleavage. Mm,
she has a
the
solid,
whole time.
Solid line.
People, random shake.
Cleavage!
Uzette, giant boobs.
How about them? You like halibut?
Do you like halibut?
Oh, I love it. Oh. Thanks for asking. You like salmon?
Good morning. Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I want to intern. What are the requirements?
Be 18 years old and get school credit for it.
Right.
That's it. And be here, you know, at 4:30 in the morning. Like, the hours suck.
Start with an email, though, right?
Yeah, start with, sure. That's where you start. Use that at RadioAlice.com. Send your resume and cover letter. Don't misspell anything. Have your mom check it over. Or someone.
Her mom does sizzle. She's known as Cocoa Butter Thighs. Well, she tans.
Ever since
she's
named her that.
Now, get out of here. I did not. All the neighborhood boys did.
No, they didn't.
From looking at the hole in the fence.
I could. There was no fence.
Right. No. I didn't even need a hole in the fence.
No damn fence.
There's Sarah's mom naked.
She wasn't.
Just all day long. Tanning.
It wasn't like they had drones back in those days, Vinny.
Right.
You would have had to crawl through the gully to see
Everyone just stood around her in a semicircle. What do you need?
A semicircle.
Ellie, what do you need?
Semi. So a bunch of trucks.
Yeah.
Semicircle.
A soda? Sure. We'll get that for you. Just a second, though.
I need someone to apply the lotion. It puts the lotion on its skin.
Was it ropey? Gross, Vin!
Yeah, it was just a tiny little booger.
All right, then you're not even worried about it.
I am worried about it because it was on the camera.
Vinny, my daughter's elementary school has the same rule. We're in Napa. It's totally bogus. I'm surprised to hear that. Elementary school seems...
like the innocence of childhood should
like
still be in full force.
Right, agreed. Exactly.
Maybe if it goes to fifth grade, you're starting... Fifth grade, you're starting to get into some of those gray areas. Some kids are starting to get boobs. Some kids have their periods.
But a tank top is the, like...
cut off, I know. A tank top, especially in warm places. Like, they can wear a tank top. She had great arms. For a 9-year-old. That kid is cute as a button. Just a little rough and tumble girl.
Someone's going to put Nair in those pump bottles, though. No, the pump bottles are locked. I got another text from someone who works at a Marriott-type location.
So you can pump the stuff out, but you can't...
Fill it.
Well, that's good, because... getting there.
My husband works for Marriott, and the big bottles in the shower are tamper-proof. Most have locks over the top, so guests can't open them.
Oh, that's good news.
They say more, but I won't, because they're attached to a brand, and we don't want no trouble.
Nope, we don't.
Every YouTube person my daughter watches is so stupid, but she loves it. I guess we are too damn old to get it, LOL.
Or our kids just like stupid stuff. Could be that.
I don't have a problem with it, that part. I'm not going to watch it, but no. Whatever you're into is good.
They're
with
into
me.
It, though, yeah. And they see it as a viable way of having a career. That's what's scary to me. What are you going to be when you grow up? A YouTuber? I'm already one of those. What are you really going
to
be?
The music I listened to when I was a kid was so awful, according to my mom and dad. And I didn't want them to like it.
Yeah, they were right.
They weren't right.
Yeah, no, you listen to some crappy stuff.
No. Mm. I listen to great music, great groundbreaking acts that are from the beginning, the of a punk movement. Anyway, my point is parents don't like stuff kids like.
No, it's so true. And that's the way it's supposed to be, obviously. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd always be a cool teenager. Turns out... no.
I just drink coffee from my Sarah and Vinny coffee mug from way back in the day. Found it packed away in a box in my storeroom, and now I treasure it.
They were good. They were good size ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like a big coffee mug. I don't want to have to keep going back to the coffee machine.
You'd think Sarah and Vinny show would have merch for sale.
You would.
Yeah, but then I brought it up, and everyone pooped on me, so I went
No one's pooping on you. We just were telling you the
I already sent an email regarding it.
The sad truth is we won't make any money off of it.
What are you talking
about?
But
I was thinking
all over me.
If we could partner up with somebody, like a Shutterfly or somebody, and maybe during October we can donate proceeds
for
breast cancer awareness.
That's a great idea. And maybe raise money for the Toys for Tots campaign. I mean, I think that'd be great.
Yeah,
I want Sarah and Vinny stuff. Sell it. 415 says, I'd buy an OFOC shirt.
Dude, we could come up with a bunch of, like, Vinny-isms and just memorable
things
from the show.
Yeah, or maybe sponsors want to jump on back of a t-shirt, something like that.
Sure.
We'll see.
Right? Vin, you should totally go test drive a Tesla. I was surprised. I just looked them up because I had always thought that a Tesla was like, order it 1 year, get it 2 years later. It's a 2 week wait right now.
Yeah, it's
that's nothing.
Right. But you got to go find someone's to drive before you decide. Like, you'll love it. I've never driven one, but I've driven in several. And I'm like, if I had a garage, I'd totally have one of those.
Really?
Yeah. They're great. Well, listen, I love my little electric car. I just wish it was a Tesla.
I watched... this was Monday of this week. I watched you pull out because we stayed a little later than usual on Monday. And mm-hmm. then we didn't end up going to the hospital. You pulled out and then Bryn pulled out. And I watched him do this. Those cars are so tiny.
Yeah, they're so tiny.
And the turning radius is ridiculous.
I'm watching in my rearview mirror and you had 3 feet still useful of space. And then you stopped and you made one turn and we were out. I'm like,
I don't even have to make it to, because I back in. So I just pull out. It's incredible.
I pull in forward.
Yeah, so you have to do a turn.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad, but these aren't the Teslas do not have that kind of radius. You would still have to carefully.
No, no,
do
I
a
understand.
They're a lot faster though.
They are. They're better, and the range is a lot further. I might have to look into a Tesla.
Those
I really don't want to
Chevy
in my
Bolts
driveway.
Are pretty good too with the range.
Yeah,
see a Chevy Volt every day on my morning commute.
Oh. What's
every
their
day.
Range? What's the range on a Chevy Volt? Don't
a
they
Volt.
Have a,
the
oh, a
Volt,
Volt?
I think the Volt is a multi, does both a charge and fuel, oh. But the Bolt is like 225.
Oh,
or something
there's
like that.
Two. Okay, yeah. I think I'm seeing a Volt.
It's a smaller one. It's a smaller one, all electric. It's like 230 or 225. Like
yeah, that's
pretty,
amazing. Pretty that's good. Not real, though. They'll say you have 100 miles, and what you really have is like 60.
Right. Well, depending on your foot.
Right.
How heavy your foot is.
Well, listen, my right. foot's really light, and I still, like, it didn't take me 40 miles to get here.
Well, you should slow down, Sarah.
I am going as slow as humanly possible.
All right.
And I don't run my heater in the morning, and I don't need it. It's all warmed up for me already.
Ah. Mm. Hey, someone wrote, what happened to Yuzi's Reviewsies?
Oh.
You put one up recently, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did one for the Kind People.
How many subscribers do you have?
I don't even know.
How can we find that out?
Do you have more than my boy Diego? He has 32.
Well, yes.
23.
He has 23. Is it gone up to 32?
No, it must, whatever I said.
Oh, maybe he's gotten 10 since this morning.
Probably not. I didn't give his handle, and I don't know if I should. I don't know.
Yeah, probably not. He is just a little kid.
I don't know if his mom and dad want him to get famous.
Yeah, that's probably.
As it is, he was one of the videos I'm watching when he was giving away the skateboard parts I gave him. He's like, I want my fans to, you know, I'm like,
fans.
Who's he talking to?
That was back when he had 8 subscribers. It was his
mom,
his
cousin. I love the
kid,
but he's addressing me as one of his fans.
Well, there you are watching.
I was.
Finding out that he's giving your stuff away.
Well, it's his stuff.
So you're a fan and a sponsor.
Oh.
That is right.
That's funny.
I only have 1,340 subscribers.
Oh, that's good.
There's 55 reviews up there.
Wow. How many do I have any subscribers? Is my thing a channel or is it just like a...
I'll check it out.
Listen to this. I will be willing to take Human's spot for the Stair Climb charity. I may be able to get Big Brother fans to donate. Let me know. Danielle.
Oh.
Big Brother.
Oh. Who can we put her in touch with Michelle?
Yeah, there's waiver stuff involved, legal stuff involved. So
yeah, we're pretty far along in the process, but that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Danielle.
Are you still
again.
Working off that paper? Can I have that?
Yes.
Hold on.
I am holding.
To the night.
Yeah, 1,300 subscribers. Sarah.
Oh, I have the same.
1,300?
Yeah, 1,300.
1.3K?
Yeah, 1.3K.
I should put in some more of those things.
Yeah, you should.
But you know what? That was a huge pain in the ass and it took like 8 hours.
Do you even know your YouTube channel?
No.
It's Slappy Stuff Sewing.
Oh, that's a good one.
You don't even know, huh?
I did. I mean, honestly, it's been 5 years since I did that video, at least.
Well, I liked it. I just saw it last night. And I probably did see it the first time, too. You know,
I probably showed it to you, right?
I'm a fan.
I'm sure I would have mentioned it. Thanks, Vinny. I'm trying. I'm like doing my best to get his wife into. She's been sewing, mm-hmm. So we're going back and forth. I'm going to give her some. I have a whole hardware package coming for you tomorrow.
Good morning to my favorite morning show. Could you please wish your favorite Virginia listener, that's me, happy 30th birthday? My name is Rebecca. Love you guys.
Oh, Rebecca, happy 30th.
Uh huh.
It's so great that you're in Virginia. Listening.
Right.
It's awesome. Have a great. That's a huge birthday. I'm so scared to turn 30. Like, oh, no. And I was like, oh, it's just like yesterday. Hmm.
Is that a joke?
What?
Millennials seem carefree? LOL. We're horrible. Anxiety, depression-filled individuals.
Oh.
We seem carefree because all we can do is laugh or we'll break down.
Is that true, Bryn?
Yeah.
As a millennial?
Is that true?
I just laugh and smile so I don't cry.
Oh, man.
You're this close to a breakdown? Honey, do you need a hug? Does mommy
saying
need
millennials
to hold you?
Are calm was a joke, right? I'm 28 years old over here, and there's nothing calm about me. Ha 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 ha. Millennials are known for their anxiety. Where have you guys been?
I don't know. Busy raising our kids or something?
I don't know. The ones we meet around here seem really
nice.
No,
they do. I mean, you're a millennial.
Fine.
Bryn, you seem totally well adjusted.
Stress case. I'm a stress case.
Are you?
You hear Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran? Crippling anxiety. Come on.
I thought that was just me.
I don't believe any of that.
Crippling anxiety.
Anyway, let's go.
Let's go do a secret show, shall we? Hey, how come this didn't start? There it goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Yuzette.
Hello.
Are you handing out little notes and stuff?
No, breaking news. Huh? A 6.3 earthquake struck off the Oregon coast.
Uh-oh.
I didn't feel anything.
No, me either.
Oh, it's Coos Bay. That's.
Do you know where that is? I didn't know.
Yeah.
By Salem, and then they said it could be felt as far away as Eugene.
Yeah,
oh,
but
Portland.
Eugene is far from here, okay. So we certainly wouldn't have felt it.
But no damage reports or anything yet?
Not yet, no. Right. I don't think. What's that last line? Tsunami is not expected. Or
oh,
like
good.
That.
Thank goodness.
A tsunami isn't expected with this quake.
Mm. Well, that is great.
Still a big one.
News.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thanks for listening today on this Friday Eve. Of course, tomorrow it will be full on F day, which is, you know,
woohoo!
It's our favorite
always
day
good,
of the week.
Right.
And that just stands for
F
favorite day.
Right.
You know, it's just a fun day.
Yeah.
We'll do the montage and everything. Big Brother is on again tonight. Oh!
Yay!
But here locally, if you're watching Big Brother, it's on Channel 44 because of the Niners game.
Oh.
It's getting, so you might have to look for it a little bit or reset your recording setup or what have you.
Oh.
But have a great day. Enjoy Lexi's,
she's
can
here.
Already see her.
Yeah.
Jane's coming up.
Oh, Jane.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's happening all day on the Alice. We'll catch you on Friday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.